Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast, made on Varick Street, where New Jersey drivers line up for the Holland Tunnel.
This Soundcheck, I'm John Schaefer. This music comes from the LA-based electronic duo known as Room 8. That's Room with the number 8. The band consists of musician-producers Ezra Reich and Nick Johns, and they've come up with a cool, maybe even chilled, almost cinematic approach to electronic pop that's helped them stand out from a very crowded field. Room 8 is here with their touring singer Jessica Miller, and they're going to play some songs from their brand new EP for us in just a few minutes. But they're going to start by playing their catchy single from last year called Visions of You. Here's Room 8 live on Soundcheck.
Oh,
That's Roommate, live on Soundcheck with their song Visions of You. Ezra Reich on various keyboards, Nick Johns playing electronic drum pads, Jessica Miller doing the vocals live here in the Soundcheck studio. Ezra, am I saying, I mean, how hard do you hit the room 8 as opposed to roommate?
You know, it's a good question because oftentimes you say roommate and people go, oh, like a roommate. And then they say, are Nick and I roommates? And we go, no, we're not roommates. But or you go, room 8. And then they say, room, and they spell it with an 8 separate. So
right.
Now we always, it's also capitalized when we do it. So it's always has to be.
just to make it more fun.
It's gotten to be much more confusing.
We've made it as complicated as we can make it.
Yes, right. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So Nick, on the record, the vocals for Visions of You were done by the Canadian duo known as Electric Youth.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
So it seems like there's like a community of musicians who appear on each other's albums.
Exactly. Yeah, we sort of hit them up while we were making the record. We weren't really sure exactly who was going to sing what songs and stuff like that, and we sort of we hit them up online. We liked their songs and we said, hey, we're making this record, and they were like, yeah, send us a song. So we sent them songs, and they loved them, and so they sang that one. It turned out really well, and we had a lot of fun and got to know them really well.
And they're based in L.A. too now, although they're...
Yeah, they moved to L.A. after the fact, after we had sort of met them.
Although I guess that doesn't matter, since you're basically swapping files,
well,
right?
Well, yeah, I mean, we never met them face-to-face, so
we
just sent them...
Visions of You, yeah, they did it in Canada, and then we became friends. They hadn't moved to L.A. yet.
Uh-huh.
We just knew them through the Drive soundtrack, and then we ended up doing another song with them, which we're going to play, which came out on their record as an Electric Youth and Roommate collaboration.
Right. So now, Ezra, you grew up with a dad, Steve Reich, a phenomenal composer who was kind of a pioneer in a very different kind of use of electronics. How did you end up making this kind of left turn back into the world of pop?
It was kind of a full circle thing. I mean, growing up in that environment, there's music around obviously all the time, just hearing a lot of repetition and the interesting harmonic structures that go on there just got in my head a lot. At the same time, I was a kid that just was drawn to like 50s pop and the 80s pop of the day that was on when I was a kid. So I was there's a program, I think it was on WNYC, called Kids America.
That's right. No, that was
but
us.
But I grew up on that, and you guys basically played like a cross between like Girls Just Want to Have Fun, like Cyndi Lauper, 80s
right.
pop, and then like Duke of Earl and Ritchie Valens. And
Beethoven's Fifth was a big hit
on
Kids America.
There was
America.
Occasional classical standards in there. But that kind of was very indicative of sort of what my natural taste was. And my father also played a lot of Stephen Sondheim in the house, which interestingly, they have fans of each other, but that was very song-based music.
Right.
So
I got to do a thing with your dad and Stephen Sondheim at Lincoln Center earlier this year.
Yeah,
a lot of fun to see the two of them kind of swapping tales
totally.
Together. And for you, Nick, did you also grow up with like the sound of the 80s, of that kind of, the British, second British invasion, the next wave, the new wave?
Yeah, a little bit. I grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, so I grew up mostly around R&B, 60s, Stax, and sort of 50s rock and roll as well, obviously.
Nick's father played in that music.
So my dad's a singer and musician, so I grew up a drummer, so I sort of grew up playing piano and different stuff, but mostly around the house it was like R&B,
right?
And some classical. My mom listened to some classical, but mostly it was just straight Sade and then meets Otis Redding. So, and then as far as 80s music, I mean, I watched The Labyrinth and Goonies. I was a kid watching 80s movies, so it was like those soundtracks and that kind of stuff was
Moroder.
A big Giorgio Moroder. Those soundtracks stuck, even though I didn't know who David Bowie was. Mm-hmm. I did like The Labyrinth, and I liked, I liked those songs, and so as I got older, I was like, that's interesting. Who's this guy, so.
Because last year, when you guys released Visions of You, you also released online a mixtape.
Yes.
Which had, like, a lot of serious kind of 80s, even, like, late 70s kind
late
of electronic
70s.
Sounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think there might have been a Gary Numan song in
there.
Yeah.
That was, you know, in the late 90s in high school, I sort of was by myself playing music all the time. I'm sure the same with Ezra. So it was like just discovering Gary Numan and The Jam and all these weird bands from the late 70s that started that movement of synthesizers and stuff that happened. So,
and in that mix that you mentioned, we wanted to feature a lot of film music. We love film. In fact, the Electric Youth thing came out of our love for film, with them being in Drive and, you know, being like, man, we do the same music and there's film. And, you know, we've actually scored a number of shorts, one that New Regency is developing now, that a friend of ours did. But, you know, we wanted to highlight a lot of what we love about the kind of marriage of synthesizer music and film. It's something very magical that happens there. And so that influences even our pop songs, which we're playing today.
So when I introduced you guys and I said almost cinematic, I wasn't hearing things. There really is that's in there.
That is definitely in our blood, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now, you mentioned that working with Electric Youth, that collaboration has gone both ways. This next song, Ezra, is out on their record?
It was on their record that came out last September, Inner World, and it's called Without You, and it's Electric Youth and Roommate. It came out through Seatley Canadian and Last Gang.
Okay, and so you guys did the music and they did the lyrics?
Correct. We did all the music, they did the words.
Okay, and today Jessica gets to play the role of Electric Youth.
Yes.
All right, do you want to do it for us?
Yeah.
Without You, it's Roommate, live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
song's called Without You from Room 8, live on Soundcheck. Once again, the band is a duo out of L.A., Nick Johns and Ezra Reich. Ezra playing keyboards, Nick playing the drum pads. You both have laptops, so you can trigger other sounds as well. And then, of course, Jessica Miller doing the vocals. So, Ezra, you guys, you know, for a style of music that we think of as very studio-bound, you're a pretty convincing live band.
Do you
think along those lines when you're creating the pieces?
Interesting question. I don't think we do, because we, especially when by using featured singers a lot and stuff, we are kind of always trying to just make songs that we really want to make.
Right.
And kind of part of one of the beauties of Room 8 for us is that we didn't limit it to be like, this is the band and this is the sound and that's it. We can work with a male singer. We can work with an instrumental. We can work with various, you know, people with different backgrounds that are going to bring different kinds of voices to the table. But Jessica is very talented and is able to actually sing in many styles. Today we're kind of playing a song that fits in one thing, but on the record you'll hear, and in the live show she covers a lot of territory. But we do think of ourselves as a live band very much. We come from band rock backgrounds before electronic music, and you know, we never kind of went down the DJ path.
Right.
So we really see the value in a show and playing songs and having a, you know, a vibe and that whole thing.
Yeah. And in terms of, you know, doing production, Nick, it's not, you don't just do Room 8 stuff. You guys produced Kitten's record last year, right?
Yeah. We work on different projects and different people come to us and mixing and just different stuff. The Kitten project.
Which was a record that Rolling Stone magazine really, really liked.
Yeah. It was
top 20.
They really liked it. It took a long time. It was a long process. Let your water wash over. I met Chloe really young, and she had some songs, and I was working in another project with a friend of mine, and she was like, I want to make a record, and we were like, all right, and then somehow Atlantic Records picked it up, and then we spent 5 years writing and making songs, so it just took...
To become an overnight sensation.
To make it, yeah, exactly.
For top 40 records of 2014.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, and she's super talented.
And
you know, songs turned out good. We had a lot of fun. So, we do a lot of different projects.
And remixes.
Yeah, remixes, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
We're actually producing Chloe's friend now, Fiona Gray, is another girl in that same sort of genre of young pop girls that we're working with.
So when you guys are collaborating, you know, as in the Electric Youth songs or with King Deco on the new one, No Hard Feelings, do you know in advance who's going to end up? Do you usually know who's going to end up singing? And do they write their own lyrics? Do you give them any kind of direction? How does that work?
It's gone every way you could think. You know, there's been ones where we've sent a track to somebody and they've come back with a great idea we love, as in the case of this King Deco song, where she wrote a fantastic top line to it that we just were totally blown away with. And so she was, you know, it's fantastic. And she wrote with this guy, Kinetics, who did B.O.B. Airplanes. So he had some pop success with that. But also, you know, sometimes it's, you know, writing in the room with a singer. We literally go back and forth, and they have maybe a basic idea, or we have a hook and they do something, or, you know, with Visions of You, we wrote the whole thing and Electric Youth just sang it. With Without You, they wrote the vocal and we gave them the track. So really it works in as many ways as possible, which is creatively very satisfying.
Yeah. And for you guys, the song No Hard Feelings, you know, the process here, was this another one, Nick, where you had to kind of work away over a period of time, or was this one of those songs that just kind of comes together?
Well, again, like you said, we did the track, and we had working on a lot of tracks, and we were like, well, you know, what should we do? We made this record, you know, a couple of years ago, and we were like, what are we going to do next? So we had made a lot of tracks, and this was, we met her through our lawyer, actually, and he was like, oh, she's a really good singer.
So King Deco is more than one person, isn't
no,
it?
It's just her.
Yeah,
Dana.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Dana. She's here in New York. Yeah.
So we sent her this. We sent her a couple of tracks, and she was like, "I like this one. I'm just going to write to that." And we were like, "Go for it."
Uh-huh.
The funny thing was is that it was a track. We had a box that our manager had set up of various tracks to send to artists. And it was a track that was a bit, you know, every few months I get sick of everything and throw them away. And so it was one of those where it was like, I had made it and I was like, man, this is really vibey. And then we were like, get this one out of here. There's too many things in here. And I think I deleted it, but somehow it didn't delete. And she asked for it. And we said, sure.
Okay.
And she killed it.
Or revived it, or as the case may be.
She revived it, as the case actually was.
You want to do it for us?
Sure.
We'd love to.
The song is called No Hard Feelings. It's the title from the Room 8 EP, which is coming out in September. And again, featuring vocals on the EP by King Deco, but once again, Jessica Miller will be singing it here in the Soundcheck studio. Here's the song, No Hard Feelings. Once again, it's Room 8, live on Soundcheck with their song No Hard Feelings, done with King Deco. Here in the studio, Jessica Miller singing the top line with Nick Johns on drums and electronics, Ezra Reich on keyboards and electronics. And once again, No Hard Feelings, also the name of Room 8's forthcoming EP, which is due in September. So Ezra, you know, in this particular corner of the pop music world. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's singles, EPs, mixtapes, not so much LPs.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that your roommate started making a 14-song film soundtrack concept record that we made out of the gate before there was a SoundCloud page or a Facebook page or anything. And we went and we mixed it on an analog console and spent months, and it's fantastic. And then we said, what the hell are we going to do with this? Who's going to listen to 14 songs with instrumentals and different singers and vocoders? And Visions of You was a part of that originally.
Uh-huh.
And then we sort of went backwards and said, okay, and you know, Visions of You got signed by a label called Win, and that came out, and then now we're doing kind of collabs and singles, as you said, because that is the way the market is.
Yeah.
But you know, we ultimately would love to put out that record and many other records of that ilk as well.
And that's kind of where I was going here, because you both have sort of copped to liking music from the 70s and 80s. Mm-hmm. That was the heyday. You bought LPs.
Sure.
No one bought singles.
We buy records. We're big record collectors.
Yep.
So I like looking at a record. I like listening to an entire record. And I've grown up, we both have grown up our entire lives that listening way. To music.
Yeah.
So it's the more of it, the merrier. So it's, you know, we're...
All right, so what happens to that LP? Do you just kind of cannibalize bits and pieces of it for a while, or do you still have it in the back of your mind that maybe this will come out someday?
Well, it makes up the bulk of our live show still, because it's pretty exciting live stuff. And I think our dream for it is that a film director, and we've had people flirt with this, but it hasn't happened yet, is that the entire thing becomes the soundtrack to an actual movie, and we just license it and put it out that way. That would be our favorite way for that record to come out.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, in the meantime, No Hard Feelings is due in September. Guys, it's been a lot of fun having you here with us.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
The band Roommate with us on Soundcheck. That does it for this podcast, but make sure to check out our archives of live performances, in-studio videos, exclusive music previews, and much more at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.